Our next presenter is going to be Becky Bartovix. Becky is a member of CROWS. She's a resident of North Haven, former chair of the Maine chapter of the Sierra Club, and currently serving on its executive committee and legislative and conservation teams. She, too, was a member of Governor Baldacci's Sears Island Planning Initiative. She's going to speak on project timeline and permitting requirements. Becky.
This is probably a lot of weeds, so I'm going to try to make it a little bit more interesting. But I thank you for being here. It's very exciting to see this many people, and thanks, Scott, for introducing me. And Jim, you've heard that the program to assist in developing it included the offshore wind, OSWPAG, Offshore Wind Port Advisory Group. They have met a number of times. The final meeting was announced in the film you just saw. We didn't know until that came yesterday that about the 26th is when the meeting is going to be, likely to be in Augusta, but we don't know yet. And we, so just to let you know, that will be, public is welcome, so an opportunity to participate. And in every one of the, this timeline is for the DOT timeline, looking at the end of the summer. They will preliminarily have decided where their alternatives analysis identifies the location for the port. But they won't have made a final decision until the end of 2024, and then they will start construction in 2025. So, and it will take 4 years or so to build the port, wherever it is. And I believe they have eliminated Eastport, unfortunately, which is a deep water port, but it's maybe a little bit out of the way. Should I stand back? I'm spitting into the thing. Sorry, okay. So in every aspect of the permitting process, the public is included, including the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, or BOEM, process. Right now, they are determining both the research array that's off of Monhegan, and they are also determining the call area, which means where the floating platforms can be located in the Gulf of Maine. So they're right in this area right here. The BOEM, or Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, process will not finish before 2029 or 2030. June 5th and June 12th are deadlines for public comment on both of those. And in the back, there's a sheet of paper that will allow you to look at how to go about commenting, either by a postcard, which we will mail for you, or you can get on a website, which I give you. And it's easy to do. You just push a button and you just write your comments. So just to let you know. That process is ongoing right now. They held a meeting May 10th and 11th in Bangor. Public meeting, but now your opportunity for public comment is before you. Can I have the next slide, which is the three? These are the call areas, this is the call area. The map that James had was the original call area, and then all of these areas that are cross-hatched are not open for wind energy. As you may have read, the indigenous tribes have not been consulted, and so this is a time we hope that they will be included in an opportunity to look at their unceded, they did not give away their rights to fishing rights in some of this land. So they're still to be determined areas where the wind farm can actually be located. The research array is about 20 miles off of, Monhegan, Booth Bay, Portland. So it's out, outside of there. And that is we're actually very lucky that we have the research array. The state required it. The guy from National Renewable Energy Lab thought that would be eliminated because the oil companies that will be doing the development you know, wouldn't stand for it, but this is allowing us to really have some information about what's going to happen to the marine environment. So it's wonderful that that is been offered to us and that that is actually ongoing. So I think that's all I need to do about BOEM. So the next thing, I gave you the federal slide, yeah. So, oh, great, sorry, what's happening? I don't want to go through all of these things, but the Army Corps of Engineers consults with something called the Interagency Review Team, which has a number of different agencies. During the process of the Army Corps of Engineers, there's another opportunity for everybody to participate. I hope if you are interested, you will do so. The more public involvement with that, the better. Makes a much more robust analysis. During the process, the NEPA process, the National Environmental Policy Act process, the Clean Water Act, the Rivers and Harbors Act, will provide robust alternatives analysis of what is the best location and how we can protect the environment at the same time that we do some industrial development. The DOT has let us know that they expect that they will have to do an environmental impact statement, which is more robust than an environmental analysis or assessment. But we should, as the public, ask for an EIS, an environmental impact statement, just to give them a little bit more energy to do that. In the past, I've been told for the, was it the container port, the pile of papers that analyze everything was this tall. So I didn't see that. I wasn't part of it that time. There will also be U.S. Fish and Wildlife analyses, NOAA analyses, and the Coast Guard. Great. The main process, and this may sound like regulatory overreach, but actually this is how we protect the resources that we have here. So it's really important. So the main process has an environmental review section. Department of Environmental Protection does site development, National Resource Protection Act, Clean Water Act 401. One of the things that's likely is that we as citizens can ask for the Board of Environmental Protection to overview or take jurisdiction of this analysis because it meets three of the four criteria that would require them to analyze it. One is that it will come under public scrutiny. One is that it affects more than one jurisdiction, more municipality. And one is that it is a new venture that hasn't been permitted before. So all three of those are of the four that are required for them to take it under review. So that would be a thing to ask folks for. There are four agencies in the state of Maine that will also be participating. They're the Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry that looks at the submerged lands. I'm looking at somebody who's done a lot of work on that. The Department of Marine Resources will be looking at what's happening with the coastal zone management issues. And the last one is the Maine Historic Preservation Commission will look at the archaeological processes. Town of Searsport. Town of Searsport application falls before the Town of Searsport. I think you've already raised the height of the your height restrictions in order to accommodate a crane. You'll have site plan review, shoreland zoning, your shoreland zoning ordinance, and your land use ordinance. I notice in your land use ordinance that Sears Island is listed as rural agricultural. Well, that's on your website. Okay. The whole island is marine development? Not on your website. Okay, well, so, but you also have not done a comprehensive plan since 2002, which is supposed to happen every 10 years, so I couldn't really read what the community, you know, expects, but in any case, so that is not something that has to be changed. I thought possibly you'd have to rezone Sears Island, so, okay. But in all of those processes, whether you're looking at the site development, the shoreland zoning ordinance and how they will look at the shoreland zoning ordinance or your land use ordinances. These are areas for the public to participate in the permitting process. So instead of it being boring, it can be very interesting. It's very, it's a wonderful process to get involved with. And so you can be immediately, how am I doing for time? I don't know. You can immediately be involved in the BOEM, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, participating in those two comment periods, June 5th and June 12th. You can request public hearings, which are, instead of a public meeting, a public hearing becomes part of in the public record. And that's really important to have your questions and your thoughts go into the public record. So request a public hearing, not a public meeting. You request an environmental impact statement. One of the things that comes to my mind is night sky issues. If you would like to request that the highest and best procedures are required so that any lighting that happens is downward facing lighting so it doesn't impact everybody in the whole day. And I also think we should be asking that tribal interests be considered since we live on Penobscot occupied territory and Wazumkik has been in their history for thousands of years. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Becky.